Martha, Martha. If there's anything in the Bible we know, it's those two words. How many of you have been called Martha, Martha? You're willing to raise your hand, huh? Well, there's still hope. We hear today in the first reading about Abraham. He was below a tree, set up his tent, and in his day and who he was, he had a huge tent. A huge tent where he'd hold meetings with people of his, and he was a rich man. He had many livestock and people to serve him. And so he had this huge tent. People would come in there and visit him and so forth. And one day he was sitting there and he was under a tree. A terebinth is a tree in the desert where he lived. And these three men all of a sudden were at the front, at the door of his tent. And he wondered what this was all about. And he said, well, you're traveling. You must be tired and your feet must be hurting. So he offered them hospitality. He washed their feet and he had them sit down and he ran to Sarah and said, Sarah, we have to provide a meal for these men. So they did. And I think this is where our story connects with the gospel. Sarah was busy in the tent and Abraham was out there visiting with the men, basically. And so it was in the gospel. Martha was busy with the meal and Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet. I think that's the connection. The point is, however, that we can exaggerate what that's all about. Jesus often exaggerates to make a point. And the point today is that we have to remember that in the busyness of life, in the busyness of our lives, we have to take time to be with the Lord, which we call prayer, meditation, contemplation, whatever word we use. We need to take time for the Lord so that we can continue to be in his presence and benefit from his presence and his graces. If we simply ignore the Lord and go on our own way and get busy in the world, as we know we can't benefit from the grace of the Lord. I mean, we're all busy. Every one of you as parents certainly are busy. And otherwise, all of us are busy in some way or another. And in our country, that tends to be a value. That tends to be, oh, you should be productive and busy and do good things. But that's not the whole picture at all. It's only half the picture. The other half is the time we spend quietly kind of collecting ourselves and being with our God in prayer. The extreme of both sides, of course, the extreme of being busy is anxiety and worry and everything else. And the other side is withdrawal. If we spend too much time in prayer and with the Lord, we're really withdrawing from the world. Neither of those is good. What's good is being a balance in our lives, the balance of being active and being meditative, of praying and of being working in action. Jesus' invitation, I think, to Mary, or to Martha rather, was to come closer and to approach more closely, for you and I to approach more closely the Lord, to live more deeply, being willing to reflect and think and look back on things and look at our lives. So to approach more closely, to live more deeply, and to love more richly. That's, I think, what Jesus is telling Martha today. Those three things. To approach more closely, that is to approach the Lord, and to approach each other closely in terms of willingness to listen. To live more deeply, not just on the surface of activity, but also deeper in our reflections. And finally, to love more richly. To love more richly, meaning to have our lives full of the love that we give for one another. And that brings riches to our lives. St. Paul tells us that there's this great mystery that was finally revealed in Christ to his chosen ones. And that mystery, of course, was from the beginning of time. We didn't know what the mystery was until Jesus came. And that mystery, Paul tells us, which is, I think, a summary of our readings today, is that is Christ in you, our hope of glory.